Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10 past 6 British summer time. Not that you'd know it was summer, it's been pouring rain here all day. But again, this has been an incredibly interesting day here in the markets. The Nikkei was up 1.31%, fantastic dynamic up out of that rising consolidation we saw over the last 5 or 6 days. So that is really fantastically good action there. I increased my position by I doubled up my position because just having a look at that and having a look at the way that the banks have been doing, banks generally being a leader, they really are just absolute stellar performers. Of course, the thing is that we are seeing a little bit of acceleration here. Acceleration is not at all surprising when we're breaking out of such a big base as this, but acceleration is also an ending signal. So that acceleration is really only short term in nature. It's unsustainable in the medium to longer term. But hopefully I'm going to try and ride this up as much as I can, and if I can put an in the money stop in, I will be a very happy camper indeed. The Hang Seng was also doing very well today. Looks like it's found some support there around 15,000, and it had a good rally today. It was up over 1% as well. And that's also looking really, really quite good. I've been shaken out of the Hang Seng, and I'm very reluctant to go back into it because I think there's a little bit of upside resistance around 16,000. And while we're 800 points away from that right now, I am just nervous of these equity markets. I don't want to have too many equity positions, and I think Japan is probably the better one to have. Regarding Europe has indeed been very strong, and it continues to be quite consistent, although with a certain loss of momentum, particularly in things like the DAX and the MIB and the IBEX and the CAC. Today they opened up relatively strong, and they all pretty much closed up on the day. The MIB was pretty much flat, so was the DAX and the CAC. The IBEX was up 41 points. So that was the best performer on the day. So very flat in Europe, and the Dow Jones is currently down on the day, having been up. Same with the S&P and the Nasdaq. And I'm wondering, is oil having an impact here? Because oil is up 65 cents right now. It's sitting dead even on $66. And the big story today in the energy sector is natural gas. It's up 67 cents right now. It's at 9.79. That is an incredible upward dynamic following that little bit of a consolidation. I'd be very surprised if we didn't go straight through $10 on this move. That really is incredibly bullish action on natural gas. So following that very small consolidation, we're seeing another up leg here. Again, acceleration here, but I don't want to say where natural gas is going to go because these kind of moves are really very, very big. Another interesting thing that's been happening in here today is that we've seen a little bit of dollar weakness starting to creep in again. The dollar index, having seen that really good upward move there towards the end of last week, taking it above 88 into almost up to 89, is almost right down back to 88 again. So if we were to see another low come in here, that would be good news for those of us who are dollar bearish, because it had that quite sustained about 3 week fall, a bit of a rally. Let's put in a lower high. If we were to put a lower low in right now, that would be really very good action to see indeed. Following on from that, there is quite a lot of action happening in the metals. Gold is currently up 120. It has been quite a bit higher than that. Sorry, I'm looking at the future. The spot gold is up 217. It's at 438.47. It has been as high as 440, so quite a bit higher than it is right now. Platinum, it is pretty bullish looking. It was down 6 when I came in this morning. It's currently up 3.8, so it's at 893. So definitely support coming in there for platinum. Silver is up 5 cents. It's over the $7 mark again. It's at 706. Silver has really been the laggard here. It's just been bubbling along there for the last couple of weeks around $7, not being able to make very much odds of it. So not really an awful lot to say about that one. And palladium is down 65 cents, 182.45, nothing there either. But the industrial metals are really looking really quite good now. Copper is up 270. It's at 168.60 in the US. So good action there in copper. And if you look at some of those industrial metal charts I posted in the comment of the day today, you'll see that zinc, even though that's in a contango, it has a really quite a good uptrend here. Lead, with that progression of higher lows and higher highs, is really starting to look very good here, and aluminium is starting to reassert its uptrend. So it does look like we're gradually starting to come out of what has been quite a large correction in some of these industrial metals. So these are really starting to look potentially interesting in here. Going back to the currencies, while the dollar index has come down a bit today, the euro is up 83 points. It's at 122.35, so it came halfway down the range there. So a little bit of support coming in there. The Japanese yen is under 110. It's down 0.75 of 1 yen, and the British pound is over 180 again. So these are turning into to psychological levels here, where we seem to be bobbing up and down around them, where the market is still making up its mind about which way the major currency is going to go, the dollar. Then with bonds had looked quite weak this morning, but I see that they've made up most of it right now. The Treasury bonds are at 116.08, and the bunds are up a fifth of a point at 123 and a quarter. So this rally from the bottom of the range for some of these bond markets is still very much in evidence, although you do have that a fairly sizable consolidation now in the treasuries. And I think the balance of probabilities is that they're going to go up rather than down, but we will see over the next couple of days. I would really love to see them go right back up to 118, 120 on the treasuries, and then I think they'd be quite a safe short up there. Of course, unfortunately, I think everyone else is thinking exactly the same thing. So we will see what happens. So that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all that I can help you out with, or if there's anything you'd like me to add to the chart library, or any way at all that we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me. And thank you very much for your time.